Well, for the first time in more than 2 months, the Jaguars get a taste of victory, this time at home, which was the first home win all season long. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. The Jaguars beat the Titans today 38-17, exacting a small measure of revenge for the dreadful performance they put out back in October in Nashville and overcoming a very difficult week with the change of coaches.
To be able to hear the crowd, see a smile on their face, you know, maybe one tomorrow morning with the holidays coming up, maybe, hey, you know what, they feel a little bit better than they've been feeling. I think that's important. I think as far as, and I take that same approach for our players, for our assistant coaches, for our organization as a whole. I've been through a lot. I think people, you know, miss that. You know, there are people in this building that work extremely hard that really don't control the outcome of the game, but they're in it 110% with us.
It's not been the season that anybody's wanted or expected, but I think we had one more chance to come in here and play in a divisional opponent at home, you know, on Christmas Eve for the last time until next season. So I think it was really cool to kind of to win in front of our home crowd and in front of the, you know, the city of Jacksonville, and for this organization, I think it was a big one.
We just came out with energy. We understand it was a transition we had to make and stuff like that. It was tough for everybody because we all love Coach Gus. So we just wanted to make sure that we represented him the right way and just go out with a lot of energy and just try to get a win.
I really can't describe it. I think it was of utmost importance. I think the fans really enjoyed the atmosphere today. I enjoyed the atmosphere. This is the loudest that it's been since I've been here. And to give our fans something special for Christmas, I think was like I said, it was great.
A couple of game notes to share with you. Another dominating performance by Jalen Ramsey. Most impressive was his interception that he returned for a touchdown in the fourth quarter to give the Jaguars 38 points. Big day for Yannick Ngakoue. Pressure off the edge was constant. He got his seventh sack of the season, which ties Tony Braxton's for the rookie record in Jaguars history. Sheldon Day, by the way, also picked up a sack, the first in his young career. Two injured Jaguars, both running backs. T.J. Yeldon left with an ankle injury in the first quarter, and Chris Ivory was out in the second half with a hamstring. The Jaguars beat the Titans, get their third win of the season, first at Everbank Field, and send the fans home happy on Christmas Eve. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.